Chapter 32. Z! H shouted as my avatar appeared. What the hell, man? Where have you been? I've been trying to reach you for over a week.
So have I, Shoto added. Where were you, and how did you get those files from the Sixer database?
It's a long story, I said. First things first. I addressed Shoto and Artemis. Have you two left your homes? They both nodded. And you're each logged in from a safe location?
Yes, Shoto said. I'm in a manga cafe right now.
And I'm at the Vancouver airport, Artemis said. It was the first time I'd heard her voice in months. I'm logged in from a germ-ridden public oasis booth right now. I ran out of my house with nothing but the clothes on my back, so I hope that Sixer data you sent us is legit.
It is, I said. Trust me.
How can you be sure of that? Shoto asked.
Because I hacked into the Sixer database and downloaded it myself. They all stared at me in silence. H raised an eyebrow. And how, exactly, did you manage that, Z?
I assumed a fake identity and masqueraded as an indentured servant to infiltrate IOI's corporate headquarters. I've been there for the past 8 days. I just now escaped.
Holy shit, Shoto whispered. Seriously?
I nodded. Dude, you have balls of solid adamantium, H said. Respect.
Thanks, I think.
Let's assume you're not totally bullshitting us, Artemis said. How does a lowly indent get access to secret Sixer dossier files and company memos?
I turned to face her.
Indents have limited access to the company intranet via their HAB unit entertainment system from behind the IOI firewall. From there, I was able to use a series of backdoors and system exploits left by the original programmers to tunnel through the network and hack directly into the Sixer's private database.
Shoto looked at me in awe.
You did that? All by yourself?
That is correct, sir.
It's a miracle they didn't catch you and kill you, Artemis said. Why would you take such a stupid risk?
Why do you think? To try and find a way to get through their shield and reach the third gate.
I shrugged.
It was the only plan I could come up with on such short notice. Z, H said, grinning. You are one crazy son of a bitch. He walked over and gave me a high five. But that's why I love you, man.
Artemis scowled at me.
Of course, when you found out they had secret files on each of us, you just couldn't resist looking at them, could you?
I had to look at them, I said, to find out how much they knew about each of us. You would have done the same thing.
She leveled a finger at me. No, I wouldn't have. I respect other people's privacy.
Artemis, chill out, H interjected. He probably saved your life, you know.
She seemed to consider this. Fine, she said. Forget it. But I could tell she was still pissed off. I didn't know what to say, so I kept plowing forward. I'm sending each of you a copy of all the Sixer data I smuggled out, 10 zettabytes of it. You should have it now. I waited while each of them checked their inbox. The size of their database on Halliday is unreal. His whole life is in there. They've collected interviews with everyone Halliday ever knew. It could take months to read through them all. I waited for a few minutes, watching their eyes scan over the data.
Whoa, Shoto said. This is incredible.
He looked over at me.
How the hell did you escape from IOI with all of this stuff?
By being extra sneaky. H is right, Artemis said, shaking her head. You are certifiably nuts. She hesitated for a second, then added, Thanks for the warning, Z. I owe you one. I opened my mouth to say you're welcome, but no words came out.
Yes, Shoto said. So do I. Thanks.
Don't mention it, guys, I finally managed to say.
Well, H said, hit us with the bad news already. How close are the Sixers to clearing the third gate?
Dig this, I said, grinning. They haven't even figured out how to open it yet. Artemis and Shoto stared at me in disbelief. H smiled wide, then began to bob his head and press his palms to the sky, as if dancing to some unheard rave track.
Oh yes, he sang.
You're kidding, right? Shoto asked. I shook my head. You're not kidding? Artemis said.
How is that possible? Sorrento has the crystal key, and he knows where the gate is. All he has to do is open the damn thing and step inside, right?